Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Somebody excited tonight? Is somebody expectant tonight? Is somebody trusting God for a miracle tonight? If you are the one, you shout the highest hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Mete imakona. Mete imakona. Trusting God for, but tonight you will not be ashamed. I don't know what you are looking unto God for, but tonight you will receive it. If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. Yeah. Somebody shout glory! Is this how you celebrate Jesus in Jos? Shout glory!
Glory!
You may be seated. God bless you. We give God the glory for the privilege of knowing Him. Jesus was speaking in John 17 verse 3. He said, "This is life eternal, that you may know Him, the only true God, and Him whom He has sent."
There are many spirits masquerading in the spirit realm, claiming that they are God. But the Bible reveals to us that there is only one true God, and that Jesus is His Son. And tonight we are gathered because the one we serve is not dead. The one we serve is alive and He liveth forevermore. And every time we call upon His name, He proves Himself by walking diverse signs and wonders like we saw yesterday. And tonight again, He will prove Himself as God, and He will give life to as many as we call upon His name. If you are excited for this Jesus, and if you are excited to meet this Jesus tonight one more time, can you give the Lord a shout? Thank you, Father. I want to give us a very short charge, because a crusade ground is actually not a discipleship ground. A crusade ground is a ground where we advertise Jesus, His love, His power, and His glory, so that many can come to know this God. And tonight, I want to assure you that one of the ways the Holy Ghost wants to advertise this glorious God is through miracles, signs, and wonders. And you are the one to receive that miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to read a scripture to us quickly before the Holy Ghost begins to manifest His excellencies. In Luke chapter 14, from verse 18 to verse 19, Jesus was about to ascend to heaven. Now, this Jesus was on the face of the earth for 33 and a half years. For 30 years, He was quiet. But in 3 years, Jesus began to showcase His divinity and His power. And so He selected few disciples to walk with Him. Now, these disciples saw tremendous signs and wonders. Once upon a time, in John chapter 11, we read the story. There was this family that Jesus would visit, because He was like a family friend to this beloved family. In this family, the head of the family was a leper. He had leprosy. And the first time Jesus came into this family, He touched the leprous man. Now, in those days, they had no cure for leprosy. Leprosy is a disease of the skin, and it eats up your body, and as it's eating up your body, fluid will be coming out of your body. If anybody by mistake touches a leprous person, that person automatically contacts leprosy. But Jesus was not just anybody. Jesus could touch a leprous person, and instead of contacting leprosy, the person with leprosy is healed. And so He touched Simon, the leper, and Simon was healed. And so He became friends with this family. And so once upon a time, the elder brother of Mary and Martha was sick. And so they began to look for this same Jesus. But unfortunately, Jesus was not around. They sent a message to Him, "Hurry! Hurry! Come quickly! Your friend Lazarus is grievously sick." And Jesus could not show up until Lazarus died. After Lazarus died, they didn't have need of sending a message to Jesus anymore. Because as far as men are concerned, when someone dies, all hope is lost. Now, this is the beautiful thing that happened. When Lazarus died, nobody sent a message anymore. But Jesus knew that Lazarus had slept. I said that to let you know that whatever it is you are going through, that it looks as if God is late, God is never late. Anytime he shows up, that's the right time. And so Jesus knew that Lazarus had slept. And he told his disciples, let's go to Lazarus. He is falling asleep. And the disciples said, if Lazarus is sleeping, there's no need to go. He will wake up. And Jesus had to come down to their level. And he said, well, in your language, Lazarus is dead. And so Simon or Thomas, the doubter, said, okay, let's go and die with him. But Jesus does not die with you. Jesus raises you from the dead. Jesus does not end in the situation with you. He brings you out of the situation. And so when Jesus came there, the sisters rushed to him and said, oh, if you were here, our brother would not have died. And Jesus looked at them and said to them, did I not tell you, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? There is nothing too late for God. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter the date, the time that is given for that situation. God created time. And so time does not intimidate God. He said, thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And he said, where did they keep him? And they said, no, don't worry. He was buried 4 days ago. By now he should have decayed and he should be smelling. And Jesus looked at them and he said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the author of life. Nothing decays where I am around. When I'm present, even if it was rotting, it can come back to life because I created the body. There is no such thing as decay where I exist. And so Jesus told them, roll away the stone. And they rolled away the stone. And to their greatest surprise, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, he that was dead came back to life. I came to announce to somebody tonight, that thing that is dead in your life, it shall come back to life tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, that's not where I'm going to. The disciples saw Jesus raise the dead back to life. On another occasion, there was a woman with an issue of blood. The Bible said for 12 years, blood kept flowing. And the Bible said she met every doctor, every known doctor. And she spent all her money until she had nothing left anymore. I don't know how many doctors you have met. I don't know how many places you have gone to. This woman saw doctors for 12 years. And the Bible told us a story. It said Jesus was walking past. Jesus didn't pray for her. Jesus didn't call her name. Jesus didn't even know she was there. But the woman said to herself, this Jesus, anything that touches him comes back to life. And my story will not be different. And the Bible said, she said, if I can but touch not even the body of Jesus, but the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she came from behind. She touched many persons, nothing happened. She touched the disciples, nothing happened, until she touched Jesus. And the Bible said, suddenly and instantly, the flow of blood ceased. And Jesus turned and said, who touched me? And they said, come on, Lord, many people are pressing you. They are those pressing, they are those receiving something. I came to tell you tonight, your touch will take something from Jesus. Who touched me? And when he turned, he looked at the woman and he said, daughter, thy faith have made you whole. And so people touched Jesus and 12 years old condition ended. And that's not all. On another occasion, the Bible told us that Jesus was coming out of Jericho. And as he was walking by, somebody heard the story. The same way somebody came today because he heard the story of yesterday. And when he saw Jesus passing, he said, son of David, have mercy on me. They said, shut up. Who told you Jesus comes to people like you? I came to announce to you, it doesn't matter where you are. You may be an illiterate. You may be old. You may be young. Jesus has time for everybody. And the Bible said Jesus stopped and turned and said, come here. And when he came, he said, what do you want? And Lazarus said, that I may see again. Bartimaeus. And he said, be it done to you according to your faith. And instantly, the man that was so blind that he was nicknamed after blindness, his eyes opened. I don't know what is holding you back tonight. Tonight, Jesus will open that eye. Now, why am I saying all of this? In Luke chapter 14, from verse 18, this Jesus that they saw raised the dead, this Jesus that they saw open blind eyes, this Jesus that they saw open deaf ears, was about to leave them and go to heaven. And so they were afraid. When Jesus leaves, what do we do about the dead? When Jesus leaves, what do we do about the blind? When Jesus leaves, what do we do about the deaf? And so Jesus turned to them and said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. He said, as I am going, another like myself is coming. He said, I will send you the Allos Paracletos. Because when I'm with you, I'm only in one location. But right now, there is another that is like me, that is not only localized to one place. When I'm with you, I can touch one person at a time. But the one that is coming, he can touch 1 million people at the same time. Because the name of that one coming is called the Holy Ghost. He is the same as I am. And so when I touch people, they are healed. When the Holy Ghost comes, you don't need to call me from heaven anymore. Anyone that carries the Holy Ghost, if he touches anybody, that person will be healed. And so tonight, you may not see Jesus in person, but the Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. And Jesus said, the same things that I do, that's what the same Holy Ghost does. And so in order for the disciples not to be helpless, he told them something. Even me that is doing these miracles, I'm not doing these miracles by myself. I'm doing these miracles because the Holy Ghost is upon me. In Luke chapter 4 verse 18, it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the captives, to open blind eyes, open deaf ears, set at liberty them that are loose. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, it said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And so Jesus made us understand that the reason he touched the dead and the dead came back to life, the reason he touched the blind and the eyes open, the reason he touched the deaf and the deaf ears open, is because there was a spirit behind the scene walking. And the name of that spirit is called the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth. And so when Jesus wanted to leave, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. Because when Jesus was with them, he was the only one doing the miracles. But now he's saying, it's not only one person that will do the miracles anymore. In Mark 16:17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall drink deadly things. It shall not hurt them. If they lay hands on the sick shall recover. And so I came to announce to you tonight that we have come with the power of the Holy Ghost. And because we've come with the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus is here the same way he was 2,000 years ago in Galilee, healing the sick. And so anyone that will believe on Jesus tonight, the Holy Ghost will touch him. The Holy Ghost will minister to him. And the same things that happened when Jesus was walking, the same will happen again. Is somebody excited already? Is somebody sensing something already? Is somebody feeling something already? Is somebody expectant already? Because the Holy Ghost came to do one thing. The Holy Ghost came to prove that Jesus is alive. And so what Jesus did was, he gave his name to everyone that believed on him. He said, when you go out there, use my name. When you use my name, the Holy Ghost will go to work. When you use my name, the Holy Ghost will go to work. And so I came to tell somebody, the same way it was when Jesus was walking the earth. That is how it is now. Because the one who was doing the work is the one doing the work now. His name is the Holy Ghost. And tonight, the Holy Ghost is here for anyone that will believe on Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost will touch that one. And everything the devil has stolen will go down. Three things the Holy Ghost will do for you quickly tonight. Number one, when you preach Christ, the Son of God, the Holy Ghost makes Christ real to your heart. There is no way a man will believe that Jesus is the Son of God. There is no way a man will believe that Jesus died and resurrected. The only way you can believe is because the Holy Ghost makes it real to you. And so the first thing the Holy Ghost will do tonight is that He will make Jesus real to everyone listening to me tonight. The reason your sickness, the reason your affliction is dominating you is because your affliction is more real to you than Jesus. And so on this crusade platform, the Holy Ghost will make Jesus more real to you tonight. And the moment Jesus becomes real to you, your affliction will give way. Your affliction will give way. I prophesy over someone, your affliction will give way tonight. Did you not hear what the woman with the issue of blood said? It said, this man's power, this man's glory, this man's reality is real to me. I don't need to touch him. If I touch his dress, I will be made whole. That's the Holy Ghost at work. The Holy Ghost made Jesus more real to her than her crisis. As we begin to pray tonight, take away your eyes from the challenge that brought you here. That's why you came. As we begin to pray tonight, you will lift your hands to heaven and you will open yourself to Jesus so that the Holy Ghost will make Jesus more real to you. I came to tell you tonight that the only problem of humanity is Jesus, the Son of God. It is not the government that will solve man's problem. It's not people that will solve man's problem. Man has only one solution, and the solution of man's crisis is Jesus, the Son of the living God. And what the Holy Ghost wants to do for you tonight is to make Jesus real to you. The second thing the Holy Ghost will be doing for you tonight is to touch you in the area of your affliction. That thing you have trusted doctors for, that thing you have trusted your friends for, that thing you have trusted the government for, and they have failed you until now, the Holy Ghost came to make it real to you. Because every time we call the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost goes to work. The Holy Ghost is the one that validates our claim that Jesus is alive. If you cannot be healed, how can it be proven that Jesus is alive? If you cannot be touched, how can it be proven that Jesus is alive? And so the job of the Holy Ghost, which is the reason He came for this meeting tonight, is to prove to you that Jesus is alive. And the way He will do it is by touching you where the devil has touched you. Because the devil came to prove to you that he's strong by making you sick. The Holy Ghost came to prove to you that he's stronger than the devil by delivering you from that crisis the devil has put you into. But you can only receive from the Holy Ghost if you believe this truth. If you think that your sickness is incurable, if you think that your crisis cannot be solved, there is no way the Holy Ghost can help you. The condition for which the Holy Ghost helps a man is when that man believes in Jesus. And so tonight, because you have come out in the cold, tonight, because you have come out in the northern part of Nigeria, where people are afraid of gathering, your faith has been proven. And so the Holy Ghost will touch you tonight. The third thing the Holy Ghost will do is to turn your circumstances around. Did you read what the Bible says? It said the woman with the issue of blood spent all her money. Because if the Holy Ghost heals you, your money may have been spent. Your house may have been lost. Your crisis may have ridiculed you. Your crisis may have changed your situation. And society places no value on you anymore. And so in addition to the healing, in addition to the deliverance, in addition to the touch of the Holy Ghost will enter your circumstance. And that thing your condition has cost you The Holy Ghost will repair you tonight. Somebody that believes, shout the loudest hallelujah. We didn't come here as powerful men. We came here as carriers of the Holy Spirit. We came here as messengers of Christ. Because we believe this Jesus, that what he said, he will never change his mind. He said Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a man that changes his mind. When he said something, he will do it. He is forever faithful. It is for his faithfulness that we are bold tonight to tell you that he will heal you. And he will not just heal you, but he will give you eternal life. So when you leave this world, you will not perish, but you will live with God forever. I prophesy over someone tonight, whatever the doctor call it, whatever man calls it, Jesus will change your name tonight. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. The Holy Ghost is the proof that what God says is true. The Holy Ghost is the animator of the dimensions of God. Without the Holy Ghost, nothing works. And Jesus told us, he said, I will not leave you as orphans. He said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The moment the Holy Ghost comes, even a virgin can give birth. The moment the Holy Ghost comes, even the dead can come back to life. The moment the Holy Ghost comes, even the blind can see. The moment the Holy Ghost comes, even the deaf can hear. The moment the Holy Ghost comes, even the dumb can hear. And I speak to you tonight, because the Holy Ghost has come, your situations will turn around. He's the power of God. And he comes to prove to us that Jesus is alive. I don't know how to prove that Jesus is alive, but the Holy Ghost knows. And the Holy Ghost told us that when we go out there, we should tell them that Jesus is the Son of God. When we go out there, we should tell them that Jesus died for their sins. When we go out there, we should tell them that Jesus rose again from the dead. And if they will believe, he will touch them. And so tonight I'm persuaded that God will touch. Yesterday, we did nothing. The Holy Ghost worked. A lady that was born and had an eye condition from the day of her birth, 31 years, suddenly eyes were healed. A woman that had goiter, swollen neck, suddenly the goiter disappeared. A woman that couldn't walk for 3 months, suddenly her legs were loosened and she began to walk. A woman that had a swollen belly, suddenly the belly went down. What do you think any man would have done to make these things happen? Except that when you believe, the Holy Ghost goes to work. Tonight, the Holy Ghost will go to work on your account. Tonight, the Holy Ghost will go to work on your account. But what I told you yesterday is the same thing I tell you today. Are you able to believe? He said, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. Jesus being the Son of God is not a story, it's reality. Jesus died, it's not a story, it's reality. Jesus rose from the dead, it's not a story, it's reality. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is God proving himself in the life of man. Christianity is God bringing his word to pass in the life of man. Christianity is divinity manifested through humanity. Christianity is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And tonight, the Holy Ghost wants to put Christ in you so that your affliction will go down. I dare to prophesy to someone tonight that crisis will end tonight. What's the summary of my message tonight? That yes, Jesus has gone to heaven to sit at the right hand of God, but at the same time, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is here. At the same time, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus can be in your heart. So the same way he brought the dead back to life, he can bring the dead back to life now. The same way he opened the blind eyes, he can open blind eyes now. The same way he unstopped deaf ears, he can unstop deaf ears now. Because he's no longer just in heaven, he can be in the heart of any man by the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Ghost came to make Jesus a possibility that everyone can touch. Did you know that when Jesus was alive, if you needed to see Jesus, you had to travel to Nazareth? But today you don't need to go to Nazareth anymore. Anywhere the Holy Ghost comes, the Holy Ghost brings Jesus. Anywhere the Holy Ghost shows up, the Holy Ghost brings Jesus. And the same thing the Jesus of Nazareth can do, the Jesus in the Holy Ghost can do anywhere. I decree over someone, your captivity ends tonight. Two things. Are you ready to believe tonight? Secondly, are you ready to testify and give glory to God? Then your answer is now. Because the Holy Ghost came to prove Jesus, and the Holy Ghost came to glorify Jesus. And so anyone that believes, the Holy Ghost will prove Jesus. And anyone that testifies, the Holy Ghost will glorify Jesus. I see Jesus proven and glorified tonight in your life. I see Jesus proven and glorified tonight in your life. I see Jesus validated and glorified tonight in your life. If you are the one, you will shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout glory!
Glory.
Shout glory!
Glory!
Shout glory! Now, it's time to receive. How many of you are ready to receive? I want us to give God a dance for 2 minutes. The reason I do this is because we are not hoping something will happen. We know something has already happened. And so we celebrate our way into it. We are not begging, thinking that it will happen. We are commanding it to happen because the Holy Ghost has come. The name of Jesus has been given to us. So we have become commanders over circumstances. Are you ready to receive tonight? Somebody give the Lord a shout. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Everybody, come on. Jehovah. Come on, sir. Jehovah. Jehovah. Hey, you are Jehovah. Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Lift your hands. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Hey! Jehovah. Hey! Everybody! Everybody! Come on! 1, 2! Utwaka jine kaitie. Ut
For the glory must be to the Lord in the highest. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Oh, oh, oh.
Sama. Daniel Yesu Sama. Sama Sama Sama. Sama Sama Sama. Sama Sama Sama. Daniel Yesu Sama. Daniel Yesu Sama. Daniel Yesu Sama. Daniel Yesu Sama. Sama Sama Sama. Sama Sama Sama.
The Lord is strong. Now lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. It doesn't matter what you came here with. Now, I take authority over the spirit of infirmities. I command blinding devils be bound in the name of Jesus. I command spirits of deafness be bound in the name of Jesus. I command spirit of lameness, paralysis, be bound in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit causing irregular growth in your bodies, on your neck, on your breast, in your stomach, any part of your body. Now I decree, be bound in the name of Jesus. I command every affliction in the blood, in the organ, kidney, liver, in the name of Jesus, be bound. I command skin infections, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I command mental disorder, every spirit causing madness, forgetfulness, in the name of Jesus, be bound. I decree now, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, eyes begin to see, ears begin to hear, growths in the body vanish now. I command every pain in the body be gone. I command paralysis, lameness be gone. I command blood conditions be healed. I command mental challenges, madness, forgetfulness, amnesia be gone in the name of Jesus. I decree now, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Bone conditions are being healed. Bone conditions on the spinal cord, on the shoulders. You couldn't lift your hands. Lift them now. You are healed. If you couldn't walk, stand up now and begin to walk. If you came here with a stick, a crutch, lift it up and begin to walk. Now Jesus will touch you. I command healing to rest upon you now. The miracle working power of God rest upon you now. Breast cancer, die. Every form of cancer, die. In the name of Jesus. My God. Somebody, you have been losing blood continuously. Now you are slim and light. I command that spirit sucking your blood be bound in the name of Jesus. I decree now, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and thank the Lord as you receive your healing. Thank the Lord. Wave those hands. Thank the Lord. And receive your healing. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What you couldn't do, begin to do them now. As you check, you will discover the Lord has touched you. A growth has left your body. A pain is gone. An ear condition has been corrected. Eyes have been healed. Check. This is the time to put your faith to work quickly. Remember, I told you have to believe. And everyone that believes acts. Put that faith to work now. And do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. You will discover miraculously the Lord has touched you. Jesus, the healer, has touched you. The Holy Ghost has touched you. Check your bodies now. Lift your hands. You couldn't lift them. Stand up, walk. You couldn't walk. Jesus is being proven in your life now. Even children will be touched. A baby that is sick and always sick, the Lord has touched that one. Healings, diverse healings by the Spirit. Check now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You had a blood condition. Blood kept flowing non-stop. The Lord has touched you. Different kinds of infections in the body, God has touched you. You check your body, you discover you have received a healing. You have checked your body, you have discovered you have received a healing. Tonight, the Holy Ghost wants me to impart people with the healing anointing. And so I'm not taking too much testimonies. I want to impact people. However, you have noticed the healing already in your body. A pain in your head is gone. An eye issue has been healed. I want you to wave your hand at me now. You have noticed the healing. Look at that. You have noticed the healing. God has touched you. Come on. Are you just looking like that? Give Jesus the shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Notice the change and wave at me. Can you wave one more time? You have noticed the change. Can you make your way to the front here quickly? In 5 minutes, you are the proof that Jesus is alive. Can you make your way to the front? You have noticed the change. Come on, clap hands for Jesus. He's touched them tonight again. He's touched them again. Hallelujah. Was shorter, it grew out. The Lord is touching people. Strange miracles happening. If you have noticed the healing, don't keep it to yourself. Come out quickly and give Jesus the praise. Tonight God wants me to impart people with the power of the Holy Ghost. Can I take a testimony quickly? What happened?
Apostle,
talk to me.
You declare that
yes.
There is somebody here.
Yes.
That she keeps passing out blood.
Yes, blood. Issue of blood.
This is her.
The Lord touched you. For how long did you have that situation?
You said the person that feel as if there is no blood in her body, that as if they are sucking her blood.
Yes.
Yes. So I just feel something just come out from my body and I'm
something came out.
Yes, sir.
Give Jesus the shout.
Yes, sir.
Yes, talk to me.
This woman came here. She said for over 7 years.
Over 7 years.
She has a back problem.
A back challenge.
That anytime it starts, she use pipe to urinate.
You use pipe to urinate.
She said, but while the prayer was going on,
yes,
she said everything vanished.
My God.
She could not feel the pain again.
You have pains, you use pipe to urinate.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But come up here, come up here. Ome ma na rekele tima.
Ome ma na rekele. Ome ma na rekele tima. Ome ma na rekele. Ome ma na rekele tima. Ome ma na rekele. Ome ma na rekele tima. Ome ma na rekele.
Mama, you had a back challenge. Let's hear her. You had a back challenge.
Yes, sir.
And it affected your urinary tract.
Yes, spinal cord.
It was a spinal cord problem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what was the effect?
For good seven years.
Yes.
Spinal cord, she's paining me.
Okay. So you couldn't bend, you had pains. Can you interpret for her?
She said for good 7 years.
Yes.
That anytime the spinal cord problem starts, that she don't urinate, they have to use pipe for her to urinate.
You'll be using pipe to urinate.
Yes.
But what happened now?
She's okay. Everything she's okay.
Everything you were feeling is gone.
Yes, sir.
Go and urinate now and come back.
Omema rekele dima. Omema rekele. Omema rekele dima. Omema chimona. Omema
rekele dima. Omema
rekele. Talk to me. Yes.
Femity, check out.
Talk to me.
She came here yesterday,
yes,
received her healing,
yes,
and she said she went home to discover that her own sister that has been insane for years.
Her sister was insane
for years.
How long? Come up here, sister. To urinate? Ask her, has she gone to urinate? She couldn't do that before. She couldn't urinate before. She went now and urinated. Are you
Chama
looking
Chama
like that?
Chama. Somebody say Chama. Somebody say Chama. Somebody say Chama. Chama go bless you. Chama go bless you. Chama go deliver you. Chama Chama.
Mama had a spinal cord challenge. She had pains. It affected her. She couldn't urinate. She sensed that the pain was gone. And we said, go now and urinate. And she came back and said she just urinated, which she couldn't before. And you are just looking like that.
Give Jesus the name. Chima robi mo chima, chima go bless you, chima go lift you.
In the name of Jesus, I decree concerning you, every bone condition you are suffering is healed now. I command that pain to go now. In the name of Jesus, sister, what were you healed of yesterday? Give her the mic.
Praise the Lord.
You were healed yesterday.
I healed yesterday.
What was the problem?
My stomach.
You had a stomach condition.
Yes.
What was the problem?
Appendix.
You had appendicitis.
Yes, sir.
And you had pains.
Yes, sir.
What happened yesterday?
My stomach has disappeared.
The pain left.
Yes, sir.
You can't feel the pain anymore.
No, sir.
Check it. Let's see.
I check it.
Check it again.
I check it.
Check it again.
I
will lift up Jesus. I will lift up Jesus. I will lift up Jesus. I will lift up Jesus.
When you went home,
my sister,
your sister,
yes, sir.
What happened to her?
My mother, she gave her birth,
yes,
since her birth, she had a
yes,
sir,
a mental challenge.
Yes, sir.
Was she going mad?
Yes, sir,
for how long?
Since her small,
she was small.
Yes, sir.
What happened when you went home?
I go home. I see her.
Somebody give the Lord a shout. Hear this. She had appendicitis. She was healed, and then she went home to discover her sister that was mad was cleansed. And you are watching like that. Give Jesus the praise.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Somebody shout!
Jesus,
talk to me, brother.
Ovarian cyst for over 4 years checked out.
Ovarian cyst. Come up here, sister. Are you just looking like that? Are you just looking like that? Somebody shout Jesus.
Jesus there. 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 Jesus there.
Sister, give her the microphone. What was the problem?
Ovarian cyst.
Yes, you had a growth,
yes, sir.
And you were feeling pain.
Yes, sir.
Could you feel the growth before?
Yes, sir.
The growth was there.
Yes, sir.
With pains.
Yes, sir.
What happened now?
No more.
Come on, come on.
That's a wonder, Jesus, they do.
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 It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Short-sightedness checked out.
Short-sightedness for how long? Who's the person?
For
6 years,
sir.
6 years.
Yes, sir.
Short-sightedness.
Yes, sir.
Come up here. It is gone forever in the name of Jesus. What happened to the daddy there? I want to hear that. You had short-sightedness.
Yes, sir.
For 6 years.
Yes, sir. I can't see things from far, little things.
You couldn't see far. Things from far.
Yes, sir.
What happened now?
I can see everything clearly.
Because you can heal short-sightedness, you are just watching.
The Lord has lifted me higher. Higher, higher. He has lifted me higher. Higher, higher. What will you ever do?
Higher,
higher. What will you ever do?
Higher, higher.
Give the Lord a shout! What happened to Daddy?
Jesus is here.
Talk to me, sir.
The Holy Ghost is here.
Talk to me, sir.
He said he thought you were playing.
My God! What a way to play! Lelefara, Kaziza! Zazana,
hey!
Periara, Zuzak, Tatatia, Tedevarina.
Hey!
My God, talk to me.
For years, he can't even remember. Spinal cord issue checked out.
For years, you had a spinal cord disorder.
He has been dancing,
and now it is. Come on, come on.
Shimobuli,
come up here.
Aya, aya.
Aya, aya.
court challenge.
I tell you, sir.
For many years.
He hold my waist like he's fighting me.
Oh, my God.
When the man of God say, check. I do like this. Like I am playing. Hallelujah.
He said like he was playing. Give Jesus the show. Talk to me. Yes, please. Go on, brother. Yes. Three things. You've not been using your left eye since 2004. My God.
The devil wanted to stop her from coming here. So the devil gave her a pain on her right leg.
My God.
On arrival, she just stood while worship was going on. She will sit again. He said, right now, I can stand on that one leg.
What happened to the eye?
Water coming out from the eye.
Yeah, I hardly read through the eyes.
But what happened now?
Now I can see clearly.
You can see clearly since 2004. Give the Lord the shout. We'll take one more testimony and then we're out of here.
Ulcer for 2 years.
You had ulcer pains for 2 years.
Checked
and it's
out.
Gone.
Then her stomach also.
Give Jesus the praise.
She said, in and out. Headache. Neck. She couldn't turn her neck.
Wow.
Her stomach keep boiling. The devil wanted to stop her. And chest pain. But now everything has changed.
Jehovah
reigns. He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
You are lifted up.
Above all the Lord.
You are lifted up.
Above all the Lord.
Of Jesus, the sister that was healed of eye condition since 2004, come up. Let me pray for you again. That healing is perfected and is permanent. On the left eye, you couldn't use your left eye.
If I'm reading, I always have tears and I can't.
It's 2004. Now you can see clearly. It's permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, the Lord wants me to release an impartation on people here tonight. But before we do that, I want to give you the gift of eternal life. Because over and above the healing, the major gift God is giving tonight is the gift of His life. Eternal life, like I said yesterday, is not I go to church, my father is a reverend. No. That's not eternal life. Eternal life is a personal relationship with God. Because His life is given to you and it becomes real to you. Praise God. And so tonight, if you are standing here and you know you are not sure of your relationship with God, if the trumpet were to sound now, you don't know where you are going to. This is your opportunity. He said, if you are not ashamed of me before men, I will not be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. You want to come out tonight and say, Jesus, I believe in you. I've seen your power and I want a relationship with you. Beyond religion, I want to know you. Please come to the front quickly. Let's lead you to Christ. Very quickly, very quickly. Don't sit back. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tonight is the night. If the trumpet sound now, you are not sure. You don't need to kneel down. Stand up, brother. So that we have space. Please keep coming. You want to be sure of your relationship. Please clap for them. Encourage them. From the back, we wait for you. From the back, we wait for you. Wherever you are, please come up.
I surrender all.
Oh.
by clapping for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. They are coming in their number. Coming, don't be tired. Keep praying for them as they come. This is the biggest decision of their lives. Some of you are at the back. Don't think the altar is too far. We are waiting for you. Some of you are at the extreme there. We are waiting for you. This altar is not far from where you are. The journey to hell may be worse. Come out now. Don't think of the journey. Don't think of the distance. This is rescue from hell. Father, I want to pray with you now, but I was told Mama insisted we take her testimony. So what happened?
She was in the hospital and she heard about the program.
You came from the hospital. You can interpret if you can.
The gastritis, colon infection, ulcer.
She still has the cannula on her hand from the hospital. She came from the hospital. What was wrong?
She said toilet infection and all her bodies, all the bones were paining her. Everything was going wrong and ulcer, but right now everything
Wait a
is
minute.
Vanished.
Toilet infection.
Yes.
All her bones were paining her.
Yes.
She had ulcer.
Yes, sir.
And what happened to you now?
I'm healing.
She came from the hospital. She had an infection she got from the toilet. I guess that's in the private organ. She had pains all over her joints. She had ulcer pain. All the pain is gone. Ask her in house. I want to be sure.
She said everything is gone.
Come on! My God. God honored her faith. She came from the hospital. Look at this. Nobody will live here with sickness. Nobody will live here with infection. I decree all your captivity are torn in the name of Jesus. Mama is permanent. In Jesus' name. Now, those of you in front here,
I want you to pray this prayer with all your heart. You're standing here tonight. It's already a sign that you believe. But I want to lead you in this prayer. Because the Bible says you believe with your heart. Then you confess with your mouth. And so those of you who are out here, place your right hand on your chest. And say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father,
Ya Ubangiji Allah na,
I believe in my heart
na gaskanta da zuciyana
that Jesus is your son.
Cewa Yesu danka ne.
That Jesus became a man.
Yesu kuma ya zama dan mutum.
He died for my sins.
Ya kuwa mutu domin zunubaina.
He was buried for 3 days.
An bizne shi kwana uku.
On the third day he rose again from the dead.
Rana ta uku ya tashi daga matatu.
I confess with my mouth tonight.
Na furta yau da bakina.
That same Jesus.
Cewa wannan almasihu.
Is today the Lord of my life.
Yau ya zama ubangijin rayuwana.
I receive eternal life into my spirit.
Na karbi rai madawami a ruhuna.
I am born again.
Na sami sabon rai.
Thank you, Father, for accepting me.
Na gode ya uba domin ka karbe ni.
In Jesus' precious name, I have declared.
Cikin sunan Yesu na furta.
Now I pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your mighty hand will be upon these ones. You will keep them from falling and you will cause them to grow to know you until they become true witnesses of eternal life, preaching the gospel and communicating your glory. Father, and after this phase of existence, they live with you happily forever in the next. So, let it be established. So, let it be written. In Jesus' name. Precious name. Amen. Congratulations. God bless you. Now I want to pray for you, everyone. Lift your hands toward heaven. The Lord asked me to release an anointing upon you. Now, we doubled our chairs yesterday. But I still saw a lot of people sitting there. So we will double again tomorrow. Keep inviting people. Let the whole city be aware. You saw tonight that a woman had in the hospital. She came from the hospital and God touched her. There are many more people that need to come from the hospital. There are many more people that need to come from the villages. Keep sharing the news and we will increase the cheers, increase the light, increase the sound until everyone in this city hears that Jesus is doing something great. Now lift your hands toward heaven. In the next 2 minutes, the Lord will anoint at least 24 persons here with the healing anointing. Because this city is about to be set on fire. If you are ready to receive that anointing, say, Lord Jesus, anoint me tonight. Now just be quiet and sensitive. Father, you said you will touch your sons and your daughters tonight. You will pour your spirit upon them and you will anoint them for glory. Now from the left to the right, from the front to the back, the anointing of the Holy Ghost
the fire from heaven. Ushers, you will help me now. I will touch this once myself. In the name of Jesus the Christ, take that fire now. Take that fire now. Help them quickly. Take that fire. When you are there, when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
you can
meet us for a friend.
When you are there,
when you are there,
you can come for a friend,
come for a
friend, come for a friend,
when you are there,
when you are there.
For you. Lord, there is a fire resting on this place. Everyone here that desires to be a witness of the last day, on ground and online, such as I have, the power and the grace of a revivalist, the power to set men on fire, in the name of Jesus the Christ, take that fire now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now stretch your hands here quickly. Let's pray for these ones. These are mighty vessels in the hands of God. God is using them as mighty evangelists of the last day. And tonight being their birthday is the Kairos hour. And so pray and prophesy over them that there be a shift. We decree they step into higher realms of authority, that the prophetic grace will rest upon them, and that God will open doors for them, doors of favor, and He will cause resources to come to push the kingdom forward. Pray for them now. Marave Kayatana Valakari Raragadas Bara 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 Bara. In Jesus' name. Now I want to bless you as a father. I want to release virtue upon you. It will translate into authority. It will translate into divine favor. Favor that will open gates to you and cause men to sow into what you represent. Because the kingdom through prosperity shall be spread abroad. And finally, it shall cause you to open up dimensions of God to people that they will see and know. And so in the name of Jesus, such as I have, I give you now. Take that power. Barakoba. Selagava. Maleleva, Malelevaya. Bete Kabara, Dagatina. Angelic operations are taking place. I release fire upon you. I set men on fire. Wara Devalani. Asesazanda Barakata. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands toward heaven. As you return tomorrow, hear this. Before you return tomorrow, God will give you another miracle. Something extraordinary and supernatural will happen to you before this time tomorrow. I bless you with the blessings of heaven. The Lord keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. The hand of God is upon you jealously for preservation and for prosperity. In Jesus' precious name.
Hallelujah. Everybody lift up your oil. Lift up your oils. If you come with your oils, lift it high. When the sunzo de maisu daga shisama, ndemba kide shiki samesu, daki samu, zaya dua kayanzuna. Open your oil and lift it high.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect this oil from the contract of the manufacturer. And I decree now that your spirit comes upon it. Let it become a conveyor of your presence, your power, and your glory. Everywhere this oil is administered, let the power of God go to work. Let demons be immobilized and let the will of God be enforced. In the name of Jesus, this oil becomes a weapon. In Jesus' precious name.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejfi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.